Within 3 months, let's stick with lifestyle, within 3 months of quitting cigarettes, smokers can expect to have clearer lungs, be wheezing less, see improvements in their immune system, and indeed have better heart health. But it's not all good news. Many quitters also put on weight as their appetite returns. And new research in the United States suggests that weight gain comes with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. But how bad is that news? Here's Health Report producer James Bullen.
When a smoker quits, they get immediate benefits to their cardiovascular health. 1 year after quitting, their risk of coronary heart disease is half that of a smoker's. But as the appetite-suppressing effects of tobacco wear off, quitters may find themselves eating more and gaining weight. The key question has been, does the weight gain cancel out the cardiovascular benefits? That's what this New England Journal of Medicine study sought to find out. One of the authors was Chi Sun, an associate professor in the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and Harvard Medical School.
Many quitters may have the challenge of weight gain after quitting. Some of them making a lot of weight, others making just minimal amount of weight.
Chi and the other researchers collected data from three different cohorts of people. The groups were surveyed every 2 years about their health and lifestyle, including if they smoked. From an average of 19 years of data, the researchers were able to create a picture of the risks and benefits of quitting smoking. One thing they found was that the weight gain of recent quitters put them at higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
We basically show that the risk of developing type 2 diabetes is elevated on average among quitters. However, the risk increment is proportional to the weight gain for quitters. The more weight gain among quitters, the higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
On average, recent quitters had a 22% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those still smoking. But as Chi says, it really did depend on how much weight you gained. For people who gained more than 10 kilograms, the risk went up by about 60%. For those who gained less than 5, it was more like 15%. And there were some quitters who didn't gain any weight at all.
There are a small group of quitters who did not gain weight, and for them, the risk of diabetes didn't increase at all.
The increased risk of type 2 diabetes waned after about 7 years. After 30 years without cigarettes, the risk of diabetes was the same as people who had never smoked. And at the same time, the quitters were becoming healthier in other ways.
In the long term, we observe also steady reduction of cardiovascular disease mortality and death due to other causes. So I have to add that this is independent of how much people kind of gain weight, regardless, you know, whether they gain a lot of weight, whether they gain a little bit of weight, the reduction in cardiovascular disease mortality and total mortality are always there.
Among recent quitters, that's people who quit in the last 2 to 6 years, their risk of death from cardiovascular disease dropped by up to 75%. And their overall risk of death was cut in half. The message then, quitting is far better than sticking with the smokes. But limit the weight gain to limit your risk. To do that, Chi recommends a good diet with vegetables and whole grains and exercise. The study showed that the more physical activity someone did after quitting, the less weight they gained each week, and that improvements to their diet were also associated with less weight gain.
Regardless how much quitters might gain weight, the risk reduction in terms of death due to cardiovascular disease or other causes, whether you know the quitters will gain weight or not, they should consider quitting.
Associate Professor Chi Sun from Harvard School of Public Health, speaking there to James Bullen. And be sure to watch this week's Catalyst for more on type 2 diabetes. That's on ABC Television, ABC iView, plus stories on ABC News Online.